This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. More than 60 people have died and dozens were missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods. A German weather spokesman told CNN some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Dozens of people have had to be rescued from their rooftops with inflatable boats and helicopters. Hundreds of soldiers now deployed to assist in rescue efforts. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement she was shocked by the extent of the damage and loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. Officials in Florida say the search for victims in the June 24th partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South condominium building is nearing an end. Authorities say the depth toll Thursday stood at 97, with 8 unaccounted for, with 90 being identified so far. Total number of confirmed deaths, 97. Staggering, heartbreaking loss of life. Reference made by the Miami-Dade County mayor. Officials have yet to determine what caused the 40-year-old building to fall, but some are pointing to a 2018 engineer's report citing major structural damage and a major error in the building's construction. The Australian state of New South Wales reported 97 new coronavirus cases Friday. Australia battling growing COVID-19 clusters, which has seen the country's two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, locked down. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.